a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Project. Nice little, new little bumper there, Alex. Well done. Very nice.
You bet, bro.
I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery.
Hey, what are we except for people who are trying to just give people good times on a Friday?
Help you finish your day happy. Right? Finish your day happy.
That's exactly right. This is Leon Bridges, man. Come on. Mm. Get into it.
Well, he did a great job.
All right, so...
Just really good job. In fact, when you see Leon Bridges, I want you to tell him that I appreciate that song, and I really enjoyed listening to it. I think he did a very good job.
I did have this weird thing where I was looking at something, and they're like, hey, by the way, buy tickets to their show. It's going to be October 4th in Minneapolis. And you're like, that's when they're going to roll out, huh? October 4th? Okay. Interesting. Minneapolis, huh? Okay.
You going to Minneapolis?
No. Absolutely.
You know, I considered going to California to see New Order.
Oh, you did? Oh,
boy, I was so close.
When?
Well, it was this summer sometime.
Oh, okay.
But the tickets were kind of a lot, and I was like, but, you know, New Order's my favorite band, Alex. New Order's my favorite. Mm. And I thought, when is this going to be? I don't know. And then I thought, no, you know what? This is not going to happen. And now it's been canceled, so maybe I'm going to have a chance again to see New Order. I'm a little bit bugged that they're not coming to Salt Lake.
Yeah. Look, they saw... I'm trying to think of other new wave British bands that have
not come to Salt Lake.
Well, Morrissey always sets up dates and then never comes. So it's kind of this. Which one would you rather have? At least this guy's being on it. At least New Order's being
up front
about it. Like Morrissey's always like, I had to cancel because somebody had a burrito and it had beef in it. I had to cancel. So you're like, okay, jeez. That's the kind of stuff he does. I mean, I guess. Here's the other thing. I've seen Morrissey twice here in Salt Lake.
Yeah,
takes his shirt off every time, like multiple times.
That's his thing, and people throw roses at him.
People throw roses at him, but like it is like he's 60. I'm pretty sure he's 60. Anyway, so we'll talk about that. Whether or not Morrissey should Morrissey be taking his shirt off, Ethan? That's
taking
the question.
Taking your text at 57500.
Morality police. The thin blue line between right and wrong.
I think we've got a Twitter poll up. We're not talking about Morrissey. A Dutch court has ordered a woman to remove photos of her grandchildren from Facebook after she posted the images without permission from the children's mother. The woman had been asked by her daughter to take the pictures off of Facebook and Pinterest. She did not respond, so the mom sued the grandma. And now a court has ordered the woman, the grandmother, say, hey, you've got to take those pictures of grandkids off of the internet. And
that's tough. You know what? That's tough. I'll tell you why. These people are going to have Thanksgiving dinner together. All right.
Well, something tells me
they might get somebody might cancel. Well, so I get it. Look, I don't know. The thing is that you have a couple things. Grandmas love their kids more, love their grandkids maybe more than the parents love the kids. But they're not the legal guardians. So that's kind of where it ends, right?
Yeah, it is. I feel like
it's an easy one for the morality police, but at the same time, here's the thing. Grandma should be only asked once, hey, I don't want them up. You can have those pictures all you want.
And she should only be asked once, and then what?
It sounds like a threat.
And listen, and then she shipped off to then she shipped off to she shipped off to deal with the sister of Kim Jong-un.
I'll tell you, Alex, I feel like and my the grandmothers in my children's lives are great, and I would never foresee this as a major problem at all.
Here comes a big butt.
And we've never felt like privacy was in question or anything like
that. Here comes a big butt.
But I do feel I do feel that I would be within my rights to insist that if some content were posted online that was related to my children and I was uncomfortable with it, I would feel like it would be within my rights to get my way and insist that I got my way.
So what I want to know is did they describe the nature of the picture? Like what was going on in the pictures?
I think they're just photos
and
of
so
the children
the
committing
thing.
Felonies.
Does the lady have similar pictures up on her Facebook page? If they're already up on the internet, does she have? Is this her just saying, "You're not allowed"? Because this is, I don't know. Here's what I feel bad about: we are nothing in this life except for the people we have relationships with. You know, like
yeah,
we're relationships are the thing. Okay, and. I'm not very good at it still. Like I'm just telling you. Like I don't know what it is. I'm not as sentimental as like my other siblings are with anything. And I wish I could. I wish I was more. You know, I would. Anyway, it sounds like confession time, Ethan.
Well, let's hear it.
What I'm saying is I want us to get closer. I'm going to start posting pictures of your kids online.
Let me pull up the screen. Let me pull up the screen here, Alex.
Confessional. There. I'm going to start putting pictures of your kids without your permission up more because I love your kids that much. There you go.
Well,
here's the thing. If it's already been if the lady already put it up on her Facebook page, can the grandma be within her rights to put them up too?
No, because what happened is the court ruling says, quote, by posting photographs on social media, the grandmother made them available to a wider audience.
Okay, so she
that
had
was
them up.
Not approved.
Okay, so you have, and so I have, my sister basically, you know how my sister basically does her family photo albums is on her own private Instagram page. And like people like me follow it, family members, things like that. And it's actually brilliant because then one of those companies, like one of those book companies, based on her Instagram page, they just make photo albums for
her. Can I make a confession?
What?
I don't.
You don't take a picture at all. You've never taken a picture of your children.
No. On Instagram, there are many people that I'm close to, including siblings and close friends.
Yes.
That I don't follow on Instagram.
You don't follow them?
Because they have private accounts.
Oh.
I'm too proud to ask permission.
That's the most Ethan thing that was said all day.
There's a little button that says, request permission to follow.
Right. And what you don't want to see is, We'll get back to you.
Welcome to send me an invite. They're welcome to send it to me and say, hey, you know, I want you to see this. Like, okay, thanks.
Millard.
But I'm not going to ask.
I just love.
I'm not going to request permission.
You sound like the most prideful man in Utah.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're not going to catch me. You're not going to get Ethan. Okay, hold on.
I'm not going to grovel to my sister.
Hold on. I'm going to give you a snapshot of what's going on outside. What's going on outside Broadcast House. I'm concerned.
Well, are you at?
I'm looking out the window of the studio right here. You know the studio, first floor studio.
Yeah, but oh, okay.
I'm looking out the window. There's a parking lot across the street, right?
Yeah,
and pretty big and empty because nothing's going on over at Vivint Smart Home Arena. Although people did leave some flowers in front of the Jazz Note today, in memory of Coach Sloan.
Yeah,
there are about 10 kids on those bird scooters having their own X Games.
Well,
I'm concerned.
Call the police.
I'm at least going to post their pictures online.
Well, that's the least you can do.
Some of these kids, Ethan, the handlebars on the bird scooters or whatever they're on go way above their head. It's not, and they're jumping stuff.
You know what's interesting is that parking lot is actually sometimes used for the X Games.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They're putting on their own. They put in dirt and all that.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Remember, like for summers on end, it would take 2 months to build it, 2 months to take it down, and I'm like, what's the point of even paying for this parking pass in front of Broadcast House? It's the most worthless thing. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We've got a couple more things. Oh, I've got, finally, this is the thing I've been looking forward to the most, Ethan. Nightside Horoscope, and also I've got our pointless Nightside Quiz.
Sweet.
So... Yeah, start getting your signs in 57500, and I'll read what's going on with you this week. Stay with us.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.